There's this book, and this book I read a long, long time ago, but it always comes back to me often, and the book is entitled, I Dare You. It's by William Danforth. He was the founder and president of Ralston Purina, and that was written a long time ago. First was founder a long time ago. The book, I think, was published in the 1950s. How I got a knowledge of it was really through a time in my life where the right book hit me at the right time. It was the one Vincent Peale. Many of you maybe remember him. He wrote a book, Power of Positive Thinking. And for some reason at that time, when I read that book, it really struck a chord with me. You know, it allowed me in many ways, you know, I saw my life, you know, things seemed so impossible. And that book kind of helped me through that anything is impossible with God. You know, it helped me get past through my own and maybe low self-esteem. It helped me get past that. And part of his, in reading his book, he recommended a book called I Dare You. And that's why I get back to this book, I Dare You by William Danforth. And you know, in his own life, William Danforth, someone said to him, and this is what's prompted this book and his life that was successful in many different ways, not only spiritually, but in many other ways he was fulfilled. And someone said to him, and he was just a sickly boy, and his teacher came up to me and he says, I dare you, William, to be well and to be full of energy and the strongest person in your class. I dare you! I dare you! And this boy in the late 1800s, he accepted that challenge and he became the strongest in his class. Not only that, he used that as a means in which to accomplish many things in his life. He dared himself to many things. And I, from time to time, I dare myself, you know, at the beginning of the day, I dare myself to get this homily done. I dare myself to do this, you know. It's a means of motivation. And I think when we come to this gospel reading, in the past 3 weeks, God is daring us. And not only is he daring us, you know, can I take this from a Christmas movie where I double dog dare you, you know? God double dog dare you. He even triple dog dares us. He dares us to conversion. That's what he does. You know, when you have a triple dog dare, you got to do it. You just have to do it. You know, one dare, three, you're doing it. You know, and he triple dog dares us to conversion, to change our very lives, a life united to sin. You know, there's a metaphor in this gospel reading. It's those that don't come to the feast. Those wrapped up in sin. You know, those not invited. Those absorbed in sin in their lives are not invited. You know, we hear in the preface in the Eucharistic prayer, we say for us and for many. We say many because not all accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Not all accept Christ in their lives to overcome sin and overcome death in their lives. Indeed, we're all called and we're dared by Jesus Christ himself to accept him in our life, to accept his truth over sin. You know, and we've been kind of working that towards you in the past weeks as we've been talking about this is stewardship month. And indeed, you know, we're called to be good stewards of the lives that we've been given. Each of us is given this life, right? We have this set of downs that we've been given. And we have been lucky that we're given the gift of life. And we're called to be good stewards of the life that we live. And so how do we do it? And so we've been talking about it. We do it through being people of prayer. We're good stewards of life when we're prayerful people. You know, not just personal prayer. This prayer, you know, our communal prayer, our devotions. You know, all those things help us to live united to Jesus Christ. We have to be people of prayer. If we're good stewards of our lives, we're prayerful people. And if we're not, we need to change. We need to change in that aspect of our lives. And we're called to be good stewards by giving back our time. You know, we're called to do that. You know, we're called to be involved in the work of Jesus Christ. You know, we're empowered. We come to this Mass and we're given his grace, not to just to sit here and to accept Jesus, but as I said, this is a takeout meal. We're called out to be ministers of Jesus Christ into the world, and so we're called to get involved in our parish, involved in the very world. Now, as we come here, this third aspect of stewardship is the aspect in which the pastor is asked to come, and that's the one that's about shaking the money tree, all right? So I'm here to tell you how important it is for you to give financially. You know, indeed, all of us have a sense of income. Some, when we're talking the money tree, some of us don't have much on that tree, but some of us maybe have more. Well, whatever it is, we're all called to give, and that's so important for us to give, because when we give out of our generosity, we're giving a piece of our lives up. You know, it's important for us to give. It's important for us to give ourselves in prayer. It's good to give ourselves our time in the ministry of Christ. It's good to give our money up, because it creates a balance in our lives. It creates a balance in our lives. And so it's important for us to realize how important your giving is. I don't care how big and small it is. We're all called to give. It's like, as I often say, it's a hokey pokey. It's one foot in, one foot out, and then you put your whole self in. You know, we need everybody in to do the work of Christ here in his parish. You know, it's important for us to realize, and we'll hear words later on, that, you know, our parish is growing and the needs are abundant. And so as we change in many ways our demographic, you know, our need for staffing and many other things are needed. And so we need everybody to be all in. We need everybody to be all in to promote the cause of Christ, because what happens through your donations is this, that you are fed spiritually. You're fed by the, first of all, in the Catholic Church, you're fed by the Eucharist. You're given, you're united to God himself. When you accept Jesus, when you come to this altar call and you take Jesus into your very being, God is in you. And not only that, he gives you his grace. You know, he gives you his strength to overcome that sin in your life that can just plague you, you know. But not only that, does he give us the Eucharist, but he gives you the power of forgiveness. You know, by coming to this church, we offer, you know, I don't know what other church offers forgiveness like this church, you know, the Catholic Church, but this church, we, every single day, we can come here and probably, you know, between, I would say, thousands of people are forgiven of their sins because they come to this church to be forgiven of their sins. And they're given a fresh start, and they're given God's grace to live this life united to Jesus Christ. And so forgiveness is offered. People are anointed. People are strengthened through the very difficult times of their lives health-wise. People, you know, are sent home to the Lord through beautiful liturgies at the funeral. They're prayed for. You know, people come to church and are formed in their faith, you know, whatever. And we do it, we educate people from all ages and stages of their lives. We do that here at St. Cecilia. We do that well. And people are prepared. We prepare 50 plus couples for marriage, and we 100 plus people for baptism and confirmation and Holy Communion. People are getting married now because maybe they've been estranged from the church and are now married back into the church, or they have their marriages annulled. People are counseled and consoled. People are fed and housed and clothed and redeemed. You know, this church does an amazing job of bringing Christ to the world, and you're a part of it. And if you're not, you need to be all in with us. And if you can be, anyway, to be all in, because great things happen in this parish, and I can't say it strong enough. And if you dare yourself, you dare yourself to pray, you dare yourself to be involved in the church's work, you dare yourself to give, you know what you do? You know what you do when you do that? When you dare yourself, you double dog and triple dog dare yourself, you dare others. You dare others to come to Jesus Christ. And that's the ministry here. The ministry that's called to go forth. The mass means to go forth, to go out. And that's what we do. And that's what we're called to do. May we do that. And may we do that daring ourselves to conversion, daring ourselves to Jesus Christ. Amen.